You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Joining us now on the Mason Crosby Show, I assume he's at AmFam Field already because he basically lives there. If not, he's on his way. Jack Stern from BrewerFanatic.com. Jack, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning.
How's everything going?
I'd be a little better if I wasn't sitting in traffic right now on 41, but I'm close to the ballpark, so.
That is fair. I will wave my traffic magic genie wand and get it out of the way because you need to get there because we need our Brewers news, and we know you're at every game covering it for all the fans at BrewerFanatic.com. Jack, you have a pinned tweet on your Twitter page. Bryce Durang crushes second-deck home runs in batting practice. How much power lies beneath his off-field's approach? I think there's a lot. He and the Brewers are working toward pulling more balls in the air, but getting there the right way takes time. Well, Jack, it sure feels like it's time. As much as everything that's gone right over the past 11 games, over the past month, 2 months, whatever it is, tell us about what has changed with Bryce Durang.
Yeah, so this is a guy who maybe when you look at his frame and you look at the approach that he's usually had in games, you wouldn't expect him to be much of a power threat. But one of the cool things about my job is I get to be there and watch the home team take batting practice every day. So all summer, I've been watching Bryce Durang hit home runs off the Loge level bleachers whenever he could really get that bat head out in front. There's always been a lot more pop in there, especially this year with some of the changes he made to his stance and adding way more bat speed, swinging a lot harder. There's always been more pop in there than I think a lot of people realize, myself included. I talked to Pat Murphy, I talked to Connor Dawson, just about like the work that they were doing behind the scenes, because it was pretty obvious that if you watch this kid in batting practice, he was trying to do some work at getting into that power a little more, getting the bat head out in front. That's not always the easiest thing to do, though. You can't just snap your fingers and make that happen. That's what Connor Dawson told me, the Brewers' assistant hitting coach. It takes some time, especially guys who are getting used to growing into their bodies a little bit, getting used to swinging the bat a little bit harder, getting to the front of the plate a little more, making contact out in front. That's what it takes to pull the ball in the air for home runs. But he said that he thought Bryce Durang was close, and that was a couple weeks ago, and pretty shortly after I put that story out. We've seen him go on that power binge, so as a writer, you always like to see something you write about come to fruition pretty quickly. But no, this is something that I'm sure it's taking a lot of people by surprise, but you know, if you've seen Bryce Durang behind the scenes, there's a lot more power in that bat than what he's shown in game action so far, and I don't think he's going to continue popping homers at the rate that we've seen over the last week or so, but we're starting to see it show up in games now, and these aren't cheap shots either. Like the one he hit last night, that was 435 feet. Like, yep. This is some legitimate power in that bat. So it's been nice to see him tap into it, and kind of cool for me to watch too, because I've seen it for quite a while now behind the scenes. So when you can see that showing up in games, that definitely takes a player like that to the next level.
BrewerFanatic.com. Follow him on Twitter at @ByJackStern. Jack joins us on the FanGuest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. We started with Bryce Terang, but overall with this team, with this win streak, with the way they've played since the All-Star break, the way they've flipped the standings in the NL Central and the entire National League, night after night following this team, what has stood out to you? What has maybe surprised you in a way you didn't think possible with this Milwaukee Brewers team?
I think right now the thing that's most surprising is that they're hitting for a little bit more power during this stretch than I thought that they would. For most of the season, that's been the Brewers' weakness. They haven't really slugged a lot. And like, this is a team that doesn't necessarily need to slug as much as other teams do because they pitch so well. They play great defense. They keep runs off the board. They get on base a lot. They take extra bases on balls in play because they're such good base runners. So if you're able to move up, say, from first to third instead of first to second, plays like that, you know, you don't need as many extra base hits, but you got to have that in your back pocket at least a little bit, especially if you're going to beat all kinds of different teams, if you're going to be able to win in short playoff series down the line. So right now they're doing more of that. They hit a season high five home runs last night, excuse me. And look, that's never going to be their game. The Brewers are pretty open about saying that even last night after the game. Like, we're not going to win because we're hitting home runs, per se, and that's not something we're trying to do. But they need to have that ability to at least, I think, slug at a decent rate. If they can be close to average in the power department, I think they're going to be okay. Because if they can do that, then you're looking at a team that really is able to do just about everything. There's not a clear weakness there, and I think that's what's really led them the most to the success they're having. They're doing everything. I mean, they're pitching, they're playing defense, they're running the bases, they're getting on base, they're not making mistakes, they're driving the ball a little more when they get pitches to drive. I mean, you really can't poke any holes in what they're doing right now. It's been pretty incredible to watch.
Jack Stern joining us here on The Fan. Our studio is powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And talking, Jack, about all the things that the Brewers are doing right. One of the things we've talked a lot the past couple of weeks on the show is when you play against the Brewers, you have to play baseball. You have to field well. You have to pitch well. You have to have good at-bats for all 27 outs because the Brewers aren't going to stop. We saw that against the Mets when they got down 5-0. The Brewers aren't going to stop playing baseball. You have to play baseball against them. Do you think that brings a little extra pressure on other teams knowing they can't mess up when they're playing the Brewers right now?
I think it can, and I think they've been playing a stretch of opponents here who were maybe a little more likely to be impacted by that pressure. Right now you're playing a young Pirates team that just hasn't played clean baseball all year. Before that, you were playing a Mets team that was struggling. Before that, you were playing a Braves team that just hasn't lived up to expectations. Before that, a young Nationals team that also hasn't played clean baseball. So I think this has been like the right stretch of opponents for them to kind of take advantage of that stuff. I keep waiting for them to run into a group, though, that really isn't impacted by the pressure that much. And I know you hear a lot of people talk about it. You hear the Brewers talk about it. So I think it is a real thing. I'm a little bit skeptical, maybe compared to some other people, of how much it can really impact every team. Because, look, you can be putting pressure on guys, but at the end of the day, especially when you're facing the best teams come October, these are teams that should be able to handle the pressure. They should be used to the pressure, and it shouldn't impact them as much as maybe some other teams. So I kind of keep waiting for them to run into a group that really is able to kind of shrug some of this stuff off or go toe-to-toe with them when the Brewers are trying to apply that pressure. So I do think it's part of their identity. I think it's something that they strive for. I'm just kind of curious to find out, especially as we go along here, like, is that actually something that is going to be super impactful against every team they play? Because that's where I'm a little bit uncertain yet. But time will tell.
Jack Stern joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. This is the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thunder Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Mason off today. He'll be back tomorrow. We talked a bit last week when I was doing a special show at the State Fair about our concern for Freddie Peralta. You know, since the All-Star break, he had gone 5-5, 4-5. Pat Murphy makes the decision to flip-flop him with Jose Quintana in the rotation, gives him an extra day off. It sure looked like it worked last night. Did Freddie Peralta need like a mental reset? Is this another example of Pat Murphy, like everything he's doing right now just turns to magic? Or is this just coincidental that, you know what, sometimes when you face the Pirates, everything works out when you're Freddie Peralta?
I would imagine it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think Freddie did need that extra day. This is a guy who has pitched in every scheduled start so far. He's been super durable for the Brewers. And Murphy didn't know, too, like, he's also used to getting extra days of rest. He's been able to do that a lot in the past with some of the other rotations the Brewers have had. But he was kind of in a stretch of going on the 4 days rest instead of the 5 days. So by having the off day in there, you were able to kind of slide some things around. Quintana's been in the league for quite a while. He's used to pitching on that kind of schedule, so he's capable of it. I think it worked out for everybody. I mean, any opportunity that you have to get a guy who's logged as many starts as Freddie Peralta, just an extra day to stay sharp, I think that's something that you're correct in taking advantage of. So I think Pat Murphy and the staff made the right call there. It's always hard to say if that for sure is the reason exclusively why he was so good, because we've seen him do that before on occasion when he's on 4 days rest. But I think any opportunity you have to give him a little bit extra time, that's something that you're well-served taking advantage of. So I don't know if the Brewers are going to have a whole lot of opportunities coming up to do it again here, especially with the stretch that they're on,
right,
with that five-game series coming at Wrigley. But any opportunity you have to do it, I wouldn't be shocked if that's something where you kind of try to reconfigure some things whenever you have the chance just to get him those extra days.
Yeah, and it was a great opportunity for him and for the team, certainly. Jack Stern joining us. Follow him on Twitter, @ByJackStern. Speaking of that Cubs series, and we don't want to look ahead. You know, we know it's game by game. It's not even game by game. It's inning by inning with this team. Win the pitch, win the at-bat, win the half inning, win the inning. But I do want to ask, Jacob Mizorowski on the injured list, due to come back potentially sometime during that Cubs series. What's the latest on Mizorowski? And, you know, it was a bone bruise, but what does it look like for him coming back during that Cubs series?
So as of now, the last we've heard of it is that he's going to pitch in some capacity on Friday this week, whether that's he throws like a live BP, he makes a rehab start, or he pitches in the big leagues again. The Brewers aren't sure. They haven't told us yet. But it sounds like the next step for him is he's going to be throwing in some kind of outing, real or simulated, on Friday, and then the Brewers are going to kind of go from there. So we'll see how it lines up. I would have thought that he would have pitched in that Cup series in some capacity. Now I'm not quite so sure with the kind of timeline that they're describing, but we'll end up seeing what shakes out here. We're going to get some news pretty soon, I would imagine, on kind of what the plan is for him for that Friday outing.
And then continuing with that, Jackson Churio, is there any update on his status?
So the last we heard on him is that he responded pretty well to the treatment that he was given.
Okay.
He's running at about 75% intensity right now, so they're still looking at probably starting a rehab assignment later this month, and maybe you get him back in late August or early September. But I think the hope right now is that he's going to be not quite on the longer end of that four-week timeline that they gave him. So maybe we can see him back by the end of the month. I think it was just a matter of they needed to make sure he was responding to the treatment well, and it sounds like that's been the case so far.
Jack Stern, BrewerFanatic.com, joining us on the Mason Crosby Show. I've got to ask about the toast of the town, Isaac Collins. And my first question to you about Isaac is, what did you know about Isaac before this season started? And what he could do both offensively and defensively, because I think it's all been a revelation to Brewers fans.
Yeah, I mean, I knew about him going into the year and in the minor leagues, just kind of seeing his performance and how he got there. He always profiled as a guy who he's going to have decent quality at-bats. He's not going to chase a lot of pitches. He's going to draw his walks. Not a contact hitter per se, but he puts the ball in play at a pretty decent clip. So all those abilities made him look to me like a guy who, you know, if you get average offense out of him in a utility role, that makes him a very useful player. So
sure.
I did not expect that he was going to do this, though. And that's going to be, you know, that's where it's a little bit surprising to see what he's been able to pull off during this stretch. But, you know, sometimes that's the way things go. If you can stack enough guys on your roster who have a pretty high floor, and then you get him on a hot streak, that's kind of what you can run into every once in a while. And I think that's kind of what the Brewers have gotten with Isaac Collins. He's done a really nice job. The defense in left field has surprised me, too. So that's been a little bit out of left field. I didn't know that he necessarily had that in him. But it's been nice to see what he's been able to give the Brewers. He's been a pretty big boost for a team that's had some injuries in the outfield.
So many great stories with this Brewers team this year. And one of the best stories, of course, is today's starting pitcher, Brandon Woodruff. Woody on the mound, he's been essentially unhittable, since he came back. His location has been spot on, even if people keep talking about that. His velocity is not exactly where it was before the injury. He's been fantastic. What does it mean to the team and the organization, his return and his performance on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty big boost, and I don't think anyone was really expecting that it was going to be at the caliber that it's been this year. You know, everybody knew that the velocity was going to be down, but he was able to get it back into a range where we can see it plays. I mean, if he's averaging 93, touching 95 like he has so far, he can get outs with that kind of stuff, and he's certainly done it. You know, he's made a few adjustments. He's got a new cutter now that he's throwing, and I think that's opened up some doors for him to get guys out without a little bit less heat. But by and large, he's still going at guys aggressively in the strike zone with fastballs. So I think a lot of the stuff relating to the approach has been pretty similar for him, and it's continued working. So, you know, I think so far his return has gone about as well as anybody could have hoped. It maybe took a little bit longer than some people were hoping, but I think everybody would agree that you'd take those extra weeks, you'd take those couple setbacks he had in the rehab, knowing that this is how it was going to turn out when he came back.
Well, there's a lot of hungry Brewers fans interested in the game today. Are you allowed to make projections or predictions about how this second 11-game win streak will end up for the Brewers?
I think they got a better chance of sealing the deal on free burgers on this one. This is a Pirates team that is very, very beatable. They look pretty lifeless right now. The Brewers have things going in their favor right now, and I would be a little bit surprised if they don't come away with a 12th win in a row here.
Jack, thank you so much for taking the time today. That's Jack Stern, BrewerFanatic.com. Follow him on Twitter, @ByJackStern. Jack, enjoy the game. Thanks so much for all your coverage all season long, and we'll see you out at the ballpark.
Thanks, you got it.
All right, that is Jack Stern covering the Brewers for us. He covers the Brewers every day at BrewerFanatic.com. And he's got great hair, by the way. We didn't really talk about his hair today, but he has great hair, like, for sure. Tommy Little, I mean, you know, I'm allowed to say it. I got a little, envious of his mane.
Yeah, I mean, well, none of us at the station. Maybe Charlie could compete with him, I guess. Yeah. But yeah. Jack Stern's hair.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's a
Fabio-esque.
It is on point, no doubt about it. We've been talking Brewers. We're going to keep talking Brewers here as they've won 11 in a row, trying to get their 12th in a row. But we're also going to talk Packers. because the Packers are on their way today to Indianapolis. Tomorrow is the joint practice. Today there's not media availability, but there was media availability yesterday. There was an open practice yesterday, so we got to talk a little bit about what we heard on Andy Herman's show, Pack-A-Day Radio, and of course all of his Pack-A-Day podcasts that he does as well. Reminder that you can find the Mason Crosby Show and all your favorite shows from The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Just catch the full episode if you want. You can listen by individual hour. You can listen at 1.2 speed if you want to. Tommy, do you, what speed do you listen to your podcast at? Just one?
One, always.
Just one? Oh, my gosh. Man, it must be nice to have all the time in the world, a mid-20-something.
I don't trust people who listen on that 1.2 stuff.
1.2 is fine. No, 1.5 is too fast. You could. You wouldn't even notice. You wouldn't even notice, I'm telling you.
Listen, 1.2. I tried it with lectures and whatnot in college and stuff like that. No. Not my speed.
I think it also
literally not my speed.
It also depends on the speed at which the speaker speaks, because sometimes, especially with podcasts, guys speak slowly and enunciate all their words, and it's too slow for me because I'm an energy guy. I'm ready to go. Let's go. Like, you can't listen to this show right now on 1.2 or 1.5 because I'm too fast for you. So you're going to get a headache right away. But there are people, and there are, especially when you listen to books, I think sometimes when people read books, I think sometimes you can speed it up just a little bit. But wherever you listen to your pods, just search The Mason Crosby Show. Hit the follow button. Get every minute of the show your way and on your time. This is The Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. I'm Mitch Thundernellis.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.